Yes, Booker and Bay panel. When it comes to venues, Infinity Mobile Arena always delivers. And today I'm rejoined by Senior Vice President, General Manager, Michael Silks. What's going on?
I'm well, John. How are you? Thanks for having me.
I'm great. I'm great, man. You guys did a brand change, but same good service and everything. I've been here recently. You guys doing a tremendous good job.
We appreciate that, John. Yeah, the building has gone under a lot of change the last 10 years. And obviously, you mentioned this past summer, the new name with our great partners at Xfinity Mobile. It's a new era here, but we're keeping, like you said, keeping the great things going, including the Big Five Classic, which I'm excited to talk about.
Yes, this Saturday, year three going in. Tell people who haven't been there before what can expect when they come this Saturday.
Really, it's a celebration and a showcase of Philadelphia basketball, right? That's what the Big Five is all about, dating back to 1955, having all these great Division I programs with, here in the Philadelphia area, to get all six schools, all six fan bases in one building for one event, three games. It's a celebration of what basketball means to this city, to see these great Division I student athletes competing. Particularly the ones in the last game competing for a Big Five title, which lasts a lifetime. It's a fantastic day. It's an affordable day. Tickets start just $30 for, and that every ticket's for all three games. So we want to get everyone down here, whether you're an alumni, you're just a fan, you're just a basketball fan, you're a young kid that's just getting into the sport. It's really an event to celebrate Philadelphia basketball for everyone.
Yes, as I mentioned, going to year three, there will be a new champion this year. St. Joe's won't be the champion. Game one, we had Drexel LaSalle. Game two, St. Joe's and Temple. Their championship game will be Penn versus Villanova. That's going to be a game to be watched. Everyone should show up if they can.
Yeah, I mean, it really is great. And we're in year three and we've already had five of the six teams playing in the championship game. I think that shows you that this format's working, that it's creating unpredictable results. You don't know what you're going to get. These games mean something to these programs, especially this early in the season. They're playing meaningful basketball. And really what we're looking to create is that true kind of March Madness vibe in December. You can really only do that in Philadelphia with the Big Five. It doesn't exist anywhere else in the country that this type of format, this type of exciting showcase of basketball. So yeah, we're pumped up. I think all three matchups are going to be exciting in their own way. Like you said, the Penn Nova championship game is going to be awesome, and then a classic Big Five matchup, St. Joe's Temple in the second game is going to be incredible. And of course, like you said, even the first game, Drexel LaSalle, two programs on the up and up. It's going to be a fun day.
And once again, you can see everything on ABC Sports Philadelphia. Tell us about the great partnership you guys have.
I'm sorry, John, what was that question?
The great partnership you guys have with ABC Sports Philadelphia.
Absolutely. From the time that we created this event with the six universities, NBC Sports Philadelphia was all in. NBC Sports Philadelphia is the home of Philadelphia sports. Obviously they have the games for three of the four major teams, Eagles post game and pregame live, where everyone goes before and after the Eagles games. Like, that's where you go for Philadelphia sports. And when the Big Five Classic came on, they jumped in right away and supported the event, wanted to broadcast it, because it is, again, it's Philadelphia. And that's what NBC Sports Network is all about, is showcasing Philadelphia sports. They've been amazing partners. They'll have all the talent there this year. They'll be broadcasting all three games on the main NBC Sports Network. It's a great, great partnership, and they have been so supportive of the event, and we're excited to have them again.
Yes, and I've seen this in person and personal, of face and personal. The great service inside of Xfinity Arena that the fans will see on Saturday.
Yeah, I mean, that's what we're all about. No matter what the event is creating a welcoming environment, no matter who you are, whether you're coming here for a Sixers game, Flyers, a concert, the Big Five Classic. We got Meek Mill on Friday night, and then Big Five Classic on Saturday. That's what we do. It's all events. It's no matter who you are as a Philadelphian, you expect to come to Xfinity Mobile Arena and have a fantastic time. All of our staff, whether it's the ushers, the F&B personnel, they're Philadelphians. They love this city. and they want to welcome their own and create a great environment. And that's what we're really looking to do every single night here. But you know, specifically for the Big Five, you know, it means a lot to people. I can't tell you how many of our staff members, you know, event staff and full-timers came up and said, "I can't believe we're doing this. This is so exciting." Whether they went to one of the Big Five schools or, you know, everyone in Philly, either you went there or you had family or friends that go there, it means something to you. And everyone at Comcast Spectacor and Xfinity Mobile Arena has a lot of personal pride hosting the Toyota Big Five Classic because it is so uniquely Philadelphia, and that's what we're about.
Yes, I was at the Sixth game last night, and I was speaking to Usher about the Big Five on Saturday, and she seemed excited to be covering the event. Tell us how the great leadership rolls downhill from you all the way down to the ushers, because everyone's excited about this event.
Yeah, really, it's what we're about, right? It's, you know, we're about creating memories and bringing people together. You know, some of my best memories growing up were with friends and family going to the Spectrum and then coming here when it first opened in 96. And it, you know, I went to every type of event, you know, whether, again, it was basketball, hockey, shows, family shows, whatever it was. What we're about is bringing Philadelphians together so they can create those memories with their friends and family. You know, these are memories you can't, you know, create watching a game by yourself on the couch. And listen, the sports viewing experience on the couch is great, right? We all got big TVs and the broadcasts are great. But there's something special about seeing these events live, experiencing it with people that you love and have fun with. And that's what we do, and that's our message all the way from, you know, from me all the way to every single member of our staff. And that's our job every day. And we, when we see people having those memories and cheering on their teams or artists, that's what really brings us fulfillment and joy is bringing people together.
Yeah, speaking on the growth of the Big Five Classic, going to year three, this one has the most expectations of the other two.
Yeah, I mean, that's our listen. You know, my goal is that this event eventually sells out and we get over 20,000 people in the building. And that's, you know, listen, we're not there yet, but we are growing every single year. And that growth is going to take time, right? It's going to take all the programs growing individually and getting to the top of their conferences. It's going to take us, you know, promoting it and making sure that people know about it. And really, what we want is this event to continue in perpetuity, right? To continue forever. That Philadelphians know early December, you better hold your calendar for the Big Five Classic because it's going to be a special event. We want this to become, you know, listen, the Big Five has been a Philadelphia tradition, like I said, dating back to the 50s. We want this classic to become kind of the new version of that tradition that you know it's going to happen early December every single year, and it's going to be a special day, whether your team's in the finals, whether you don't even, you know, have a team, again, like whether you're just a basketball fan and love good basketball, that this is something you can't miss. And we're going to continue to grow it. You know, the support from the corporate community, you know, especially with our title partner Toyota, has been incredible because the, you know, the corporate community in Philadelphia knows how important the Big Five is and knows what it means to the city. And we want to put the Big Five back in its rightful place in the pecking order of Philadelphia sports. We want this to mean what it should mean again. So yeah, we're continuing to grow it, and we have a lot of great signs coming with that. And like I said, we're not going to rest until it's completely sold out. And hopefully, again, like this thing continues long after I'm gone. That's the goal.
Yes, I'm talking about the great sponsors of Big Five, the Big Five Classic has.
Yeah, like I said, when we first announced this event, the initial response, I mentioned, you know, NBC Sports Philadelphia was raised their hand right away, but the corporate community raised their hand right away as well. And that's when I knew we had something special because they knew that the Big Five was a sleeping giant, right? It wasn't, you know, listen, I don't think I'm offending anybody by saying it wasn't what it was, you know, 5, 10 years ago. Like there would be a night where, you know, so, you know, Nova would play Temple and Nova would win. And like people didn't even know that Nova won the Big Five that night, right? It just wasn't, it wasn't capturing the attention of the Philadelphia sports fan like it should be. And I truly do believe that it's a sleeping giant. And when the corporate community agreed with me and we instantly sold out of not only the title sponsor, but the supporting sponsors as well, I knew we were on to something that this is this is going to grow. There's people there that still care about this. We just need to give them a little hook and a little reason to get back in. And that's really the reason that the schools decided to change the format to make it more of a tournament format, so that these games, they're playing tournament games, early in the first month of the season. Like, that's a big deal. And you get, it's a big deal for the programs to play here at an NBA arena. It's a big deal to play these games early in the year. It's good for the programs. They all use the arena now for recruiting. And like I said, that goes into every area of the event, and including corporate partnerships.
Yes, I'm honored to say I cover all 60 teams under my coverage that I do, and every venue, every game I cover, it's always exciting. Always exciting. I remember talking to the coaches in year one when the format was changing to this venue, and they were excited about it. Those same coaches I talk to now say they love it. So you guys are doing a great job.
Yeah, we appreciate it. And that, again, that's what it's all about, right? It's all about the programs and these student athletes, and making sure that if they have a great experience and they, enjoy their time, and they're, a lot of these players are, this is the biggest stage they're going to play on, right? Like, some of these guys will go on to professional ball, but a lot of them won't. And this is going to be their one chance to play in an NBA arena, and this is a huge stage for a lot of these players and coaches. And like I said, when you're talking about a Drexel or LaSalle and the schools that they're recruiting against, that gives them a big advantage. But like, hey, no matter what, we're going to have this game in front of 15,000 people at Xfinity Mobile Arena, no matter what. That's a big deal. And we're, like I said, we're proud of where we're at now, but there's still room to grow, and we're going to continue to do that.
Yes, looking forward to Saturday. We'll run into you again on Saturday. Thanks for your time once again. Very excited for Saturday.
John, thank you for having me again. Thank you for support of the Big Five Classic, and we're looking forward to having you. And like I said, this is just, we're still in the beginning of this, and we're excited to keep it growing. We appreciate you talking about it.
Just appreciate you too. Thanks for your time.
Have a good one.
Yes, that was Senior Vice President, General Manager of Xfinity Mobile Arena, Michael Salk, joining.